Welcome to Parc Gerry in Montreal, for the game between the Houston Astros and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Roger Metzger. Batting second. The second baseman, Joe Morgan. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bob Watson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Dennis Menke. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jesus Alou. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Cesar Cedeno. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Edwards. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wade Blasingame. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Wade Blasingame. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting second. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Bailey. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Ron Swoboda. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Bateman. Batting sixth. The first baseman, John Bacabella. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Coco LaBoy. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bobby Wine. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Stoneman. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Bill Stoneman. And now, play ball. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Metzger. The throw from Bateman to Hunt and they have Metzger trapped. The throw over to Bacabella, who applies the tag for the out. One out. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan strikes out. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Expos. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is hit by the pitch. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey takes first base on ball 4. Staub moves to second. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella strikes out. Staub scores. Bailey moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Expos. Coco LaBoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaBoy takes first base on ball 4. Bacabella moves to second. Jim Ray now pitching. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine hits a pop-up towards first. Watson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke hits a pop-up towards short. Wine settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jesus Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards third. LaBoy fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Astros nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Bill Stoneman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stoneman strikes out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hunt hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hunt moves to second. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hunt moves to third. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Staub hits a fly ball into left field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hunt tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Expos. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards takes first base on ball 4. Cedeno moves to second. Cesar Geronimo pinch hits for Jim Ray. Cesar Geronimo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geronimo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Cedeno trying to get to home. Bailey throws the ball into Bateman who tags Cedeno, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Edwards moves to second. One out. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Metzger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Edwards trying to get to home. Bailey throws the ball into Wine who relays the ball to Bateman who tags Edwards who's trying to score from second, for the out. Geronimo moves to second. Two outs. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Astros nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ken Forge now pitching. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 0-for-1 in the game. Swoboda hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wynn. Swoboda reaches second base with a double. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0-for-1 in the game. Bateman hits a pop-up towards first. Watson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Fairley pinch hits for John Bacabella. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley takes first base on ball 4. Jim Ferry pinch hits for Coco LaBoy. Jim Ferry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferry strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 0-for-1 in the game. Wine hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Swoboda scores. Fairley moves to second. It's 4-0, Expos. Bill Stoneman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stoneman is 0-for-1 in the game. Stoneman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fairley scores. Wine moves to second. It's 5-0, Expos. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Hunt hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Ferry now playing left field. Ron Fairley now playing first base. Bob Bailey now playing third base. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Wynn hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bateman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Watson hits a fly ball into left field. Ferry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke is 0-for-1 in the game. Menke hits a fly ball into center field. Swoboda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Astros nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly, and he's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Swoboda takes first base on ball 4. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0-for-2 in the game. Bateman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wynn. Bateman reaches second base with a double. Swoboda moves to third. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fairley takes first base on ball 4. Jim Ferry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferry is 0-for-1 in the game. Ferry hits a fly ball into left field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Jesus Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0-for-1 in the game. Alou takes first base on ball 4. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Alou. The throw from Bateman and he is safe. Alou steals second. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cedeno strikes out. One out. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Edwards strikes out. Two outs. Marty Martinez pinch hits for Ken Forsch. Marty Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a line drive towards third. Bailey reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Astros nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tom Griffin now pitching. Larry Howard now catching. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wine hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Stoneman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stoneman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stoneman bunts in front of the plate. Howard fields it and throws to first for the out. Wine moves to second. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Hunt hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Wine moves to third. Hunt moves to second. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly, and he's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Staub strikes out. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bailey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Metzger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-2 in the game. Morgan strikes out. One out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-2 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Astros nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Swoboda strikes out. One out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Fairley is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Watson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Watson for the out. One out. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke is 0-for-2 in the game. Menke is called out on strikes. Two outs. Hazu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Alou hits a pop-up towards short. Wine settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Astros nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Jim Ferry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferry is 0-for-2 in the game. Ferry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Griffin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Wine strikes out. Two outs. Bill Stoneman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stoneman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stoneman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Cedeno is called out on strikes. One out. Larry Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rich Childs pinch hits for Tom Griffin. Rich Childs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Childs takes first base on ball four. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. Metzger hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Astros nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Denny LeMaster now pitching. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Hunt hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly, and he's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Bailey hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Clyde Mayshore now playing left field. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-3 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-3 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wynn. The throw from Bateman and he is safe. Wynn steals second. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Watson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stoneman fields it and throws to first for the out. Wynn moves to third. Two outs. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Wynn scores. It's 5-1, Expos. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke is 0-for-3 in the game. Menke takes first base on ball 4. Hazu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 5, and Houston Astros, 1. Goodbye from Park Jerry in Montreal.